Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Wyoming inmate Joshua Black is suing Teton County and former deputy prosecutor Beckett Hinckley for $2 million. Black specifically filed his complaint against Hinckley, Teton County, the Teton County Prosecutor's Office, former prosecutor Steve Weichman, and current prosecutor Aaron Weissman. Quote, I went through 2 years in a county jail waiting for a fair trial that I would never get, Black stated in his complaint filed in Teton County District Court. Black, 40, was found guilty for an October 2014 assault against his ex-girlfriend and sentenced to life in prison because past felonies made him a habitual offender under Wyoming law. But Black maintains he didn't beat up his ex-girlfriend, Kelly Windsor. Windsor suffered a brain bleed and broken bones during the assault. After an appeal, the Wyoming Supreme Court found prosecutorial missteps and awarded Black a new trial in 2017. But the Teton County Prosecutor's Office, led by Steve Weichman at the time, offered Black a plea deal. Black is at the Wyoming Honor Farm now with a March 1st parole eligibility as a result of the plea agreement. The lawsuit makes serious claims against Hinckley and his former bosses. Black argued in his appeal to the Wyoming Supreme Court that Hinckley acted improperly by not complying with the court's discovery order. The Supreme Court justices agreed with Black. Quote, the prosecutor's failure to comply with the court's discovery order is not the only instance of misconduct relevant to our decision, the Supreme Court justices wrote in their 2017 order. More recently, the Wyoming State Bar has filed a formal charge against Hinckley for violating 7 rules of prosecuting during or after Black's aggravated assault case. Two brothers have been arrested in connection to a shooting that took place in West Cheyenne Wednesday night. Cheyenne Police Spokesman Officer David Inman says 27-year-old Terrence James of Cheyenne and 26-year-old Isaac James of Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, were arrested around 3:45 p.m. Monday after police stopped their vehicle in the area of West 7th Street. The two are suspected of shooting 35-year-old North Dakota resident Gennaro Bacores after a drug deal gone bad. Bacores suffered life-threatening injuries and was flown to a Denver hospital for treatment. The Jameses are currently being held in the Laramie County Jail awaiting formal charges.
It's been said when you're driving your pickup truck in Wyoming, you feel like the quarterback leading your football team on a winning drive. I'm Craig Bull, coach of the Wyoming Cowboys. Every pickup driver holds the key to road trip success, a fastened seatbelt. Pickup trucks are twice as likely to roll over than cars in fatal crashes. Taking the time to buckle up every trip is the single most effective thing you can do to protect yourself in a crash. Buckle up in your pickup, every trip, every time, and go Pokes. This message is from the Wyoming Seatbelt Coalition.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Your pal Ace has all the supplies you need to get your yard ready for winter. Talk to the friendly staff at your Ace Hardware in downtown Powell.
A man who authorities say ran away in 2013 from a van transporting prisoners that was stopped near Independence Rock on Tuesday pleaded not guilty to the single felony he faces in the case. Kenneth James Ward, 57, entered the plea in Natrona County District Court on Tuesday morning. Jail and court records indicate Ward is being held in the Natrona County Detention Center in lieu of a $1 million bond requirement. He faces a single count of felony escape in the case. According to documents filed by prosecutors, two guards in August of 2013, transporting a dozen prisoners from Casper to Rawlins, stopped their van near Independence Rock. All 12 inmates went into a rest area, but guards realized that only 11 had returned to the vehicle. Ward, who was not wearing a full set of shackles due to an outstanding injury, was missing. Surveillance footage shows Ward slip around the back of a rest area building when guards were not watching. The escape came barely a week after Ward's arrest in Mexico for previously skipping a $1 million bond setting in Sweetwater County.
Wyoming's community colleges are hoping to get $30 million in state funding to support their operations, which was proposed to Governor Mark Gordon, but not included in his budget. In her role as the president of the Wyoming Community College President's Council, Northwest's Stephanie Hickswa presented Gordon with the $30 million funding proposal in November. It requested funding in four critical areas of need: $10 million for economic development and diversification, $7.5 million for faculty recruitment and retention, $7 million for scholarships and student recruitment advertising, and $5.5 million for increased campus security measures. The governor didn't include the funding in his budget, but said in his budget message the college's introductory letter to the proposal was compelling. Hickswa said at the Board of Trustees meeting this month that the colleges now intend to request the funding from the legislature.
This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.